An Orillia veteran has forged 200 metal poppies this year to raise funds for the Royal Canadian Legion. Eric Watkin started making the metal poppies 4 years ago. At the time, the demand called for only 40 poppies, but they have become highly sought after items. I've always been intrigued by blacksmithing, he said. I like the look of the flowers, the florist dimension to them, and the organic forms. So, I thought poppies would be a good way to start. Canadian Army Reserve veteran Eric Watkin has made 400 poppies out of metal. All proceeds from his art directly benefit the Royal Canadian Legion's poppy campaign. Katie Lee Watkin, who works out of a small backyard forge at his home in Orillia, starts by punching two blanks out of sheet metal. He then puts them in the forge and hammers them out to make the texture of poppy petals. He then assembles the two blanks together to create the four petals and fastens them together with a steel ribbon. A backer pin is glued on and then they are ready for painting. The poppies are about 2 inches in diameter, which is about the same size as a traditional poppy. My wife and a bunch of her friends helped me with the painting this year, Watkin said. Some of the materials are donated and I have a friend who creates the punch and die for me. Once completed, the poppies are put up for sale at Maker's Market on Mississauga Street East. It suggested the poppies should be purchased for $15, however, Watkin says any donation is appreciated. I don't want to exclude anybody from having one, he said. While there are still some poppies available, Watkin says they are just about completely sold out, which has left him feeling floored. This is just a hobby for me, he said. I'm glad people like the art and it gives them joy to wear them. All proceeds go directly to the Royal Canadian Legion's poppy campaign, which Watkin says is close to his heart. I do have friends that benefit from services provided by organizations such as the Legion, he said. I'm a big believer in giving back to the community in any way I can. Watkin served in the Canadian Army Reserve from 1987 to 1995. He was deployed to Croatia in 1993 with the United Nations Protection Force. His time in the military inspired him to study engineering at Georgian College. Eric Watkin is shown during his time with the Canadian Army Reserve in Yugoslavia. Supplied photo. Following graduation, Watkin joined Tatham Engineering in 1999, and is currently a senior technologist and project manager. His co-workers are some of his best supporters. Remembrance Day holds special meaning for him. This is a great time to reflect on who was lost, he said. Whether it was people we know personally or just the concept of recognizing the sacrifice of others. On Remembrance Day, Watkin will take time to reflect on his friends who were injured and lost in combat. That's what it is for me, he said. A time of reflection and gratitude as well.